Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about common sense and critical thinking. Now, this is something that so many businesses find very challenging to put in the right perception. You see, growing up as kids and, you know, in elementary school, we were taught about the five senses that we use for adapting to our environment. We're taught about the sense of sight, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, feeling, and hearing. Now, as we grow older, basically, there are tons and tons of complex problems or situations we encounter that goes beyond just our five senses. And common sense oftentimes has been misunderstood, and critical thinking on the other hand has also been misunderstood, especially as it relates to business performance and operations. When it comes to common sense, all right, it's simply an ability for you to think in a very reasonable way, basic reasonable way. It's just a simple way of perceiving something and giving facts or reasons without any real intentions to say. Now, just to make you understand properly, it's just like a learning acquired through self-awareness. Remember, your five senses function in the bid to adapt to your immediate environment. Yeah, now you adapting to your environment is a way of building self-awareness. It's a way of building logic for yourself. Now, it takes basic common sense to just say, okay, 3 plus 2 is equal to 5. Everybody knows that. Yeah, it's common sense for you to know. But it takes critical thinking to ask, why is 3 plus 2 5? Now, this is where so many businesses get to miss it, because why am I taking this particular episode? We've come to a point where so many entrepreneurs are in the market, but a major challenge they face is making decisions, and not just any decision, but profitable decisions at a very crucial point of their business, either in terms of growth, change of probably product chain or whatever they're doing, rebranding, whatever. Now, making that decision becomes a major issue. So why common sense is saying 3 plus 2 is equal to 5? Critical thinking is saying, why is 3 plus 2 equal to 5? So logic begins to come in, questions begin to come in, and that is where you begin to say things like, okay, 0.1 times 50 is equal to 5. We get, so it's 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 is equal to 5. 2.5 plus 2.5 is equal to 5. 1 plus 4 is equal to 5. So you're automatically creating several other, several other opinions within your critical thinking space that is standing in opposition to your common sense. And this is going to guide you on which is the best possible solution. Remember, there could be multiple solutions. Alright, but then there is the best possible solution. Why do we always look for the best possible solution? It is because we don't do business because we want to solve this problem. We do business because we want to solve the problem. The problem is always in the future, not in the now. This problem is present. The problem is yet to come. This is the disposition you have to position your mind and your entire personality when it comes to problem solving, when it comes to making your decisions, when it comes to creating a dichotomy between your common sense and your critical thinking. It's a different ball game altogether. So there are a couple of things you need to understand, and in order for you to achieve this properly, you have to understand your personality, you as a person. What are you composed of? Like, who are you as a person? All right, you have to be very objective to determine how biased you could possibly get, where your strength lies when it comes to problem solving, how impulsive are your decisions. You know, the list just keeps going on and on, on and on. And these are things that you have to deliberately figure out on your own. If you go and read my book, In Between the Lines Critical Thinking Business, you are definitely going to come across a whole lot of these things I'm talking about, and you get to understand it in details. Common sense is just rational thinking that happens naturally. It's irrational thinking. We just know we should do this. This is supposed to be. That is supposed to be. But that is not the case. The ideal for a businessman is making critical thinking feel like common sense. Yeah, that is the idea. The idea for you as a business person is being able to make critical thinking feel like common sense. Because ideally, we grew up with common sense. Common sense is not a foolish decision. Let's get that very clear. Common sense is not a foolish decision. Common sense is a reality of your self-awareness. Yes, a reality of your self-awareness, because it is constituted from your immediate environment. It is constituted from your five sense organs, and they don't lie. They actually tell you this is what it is. If you take a drop of hot water and you drop it on your skin is going to tell you this is hot. It's going to burn you. And that's common sense. So it's not a lie, it's true. But when it comes to business, we are focusing on the problem, something we're trying to solve for future purposes, something we're projecting 50 years into the future. This business I'm starting now is going to solve that thing. That is how it works. So beyond the entire common sense thing, it's making critical thinking feel like common sense, because the businessman will have split-second decision-making and making the best of it, not just making any decision at split seconds, or making the best possible decision at split seconds. And that has to do with a very high level of critical thinking being enhanced into feeling like common sense. In business, yeah, the more people you are working with, the more complex situations we get. And it only takes a very good critical thinking management to preserve productivity and a healthy work environment. It's very basic. Critical thinking is very intentional. It's a very, very intentional. It's something you build consciously. If you happen to meet with CEOs or founders and you're talking to them, there is always a pattern in which they think. If you tell them this is A, they don't think of it rationally. They get very objective and be like, okay, this is A. So if this is A, why is it called A? And how can we make A become more better? You know, they're always looking for better ways to present that word, this is A. Because there's always more. That is how critical thinking functions. And until you take that disposition as a business person, you may never ever really get into the deep of becoming innovative. You may never really get into the deep of understanding your target audience. You may never really get into the deep of knowing why certain things happen in your business, or why your business is failing at a particular level, and how you can save your business from that entire thing that's happening at that moment. You see, critical thinking is something, is an asset. I see it as an asset, and it's not something that should just be available at management levels. And this is why we train sectors in organizations, sub managers, supervisors. Why? Because critical thinking is something that every single staff in the organization should have. Even to your cleaner, they should have that sense of critical thinking. Yes, they should. Now, think of this like this. Critical thinking, it enables planning. It enables you to make predictions. It enables you to function at split seconds. So just imagine you have a security guard who has been trained by the organization, and one of the training he or she has gotten is a critical thinking training, and properly integrated into IMWA in relation to the culture of the company, right? And this security guard is at the gate. He or she would be able to make split-second decision that could actually avert some, you know, very enormous problem within the work environment. And he may just solve the problem right at the gate before it even gets to your office. So probably just during reviews or appraisals, he raises it up like, okay, sir, something happened 2 days ago or yesterday or this morning at the gate, and this is what happened, and this is how I solved it. And you'll be proud of such a security man. Definitely you would. And such cases, you understand at that point that you're already training a set of people that have the capacity to become management leaders. Because when it comes to having executives or management, we're not looking out for skills, we're looking out for character. We're not looking out for skills, we're looking out for your level of intelligence, how you manage problems, not your skill, not your certificate, not your degree. So you discover that your company has a lot of people that you can easily duplicate these things into, and they can also easily take your company to the next phase. So expansion will not be a problem. You could just pick anybody and say, you have what it takes. You think as a leader, you think as a manager, you think as an executive. This is a particular branch of the company, and this is what it takes for you to get started. Go there, make the company work, and send us reports. You know, that's how it works. But if you don't understand how this critical thinking works, you cannot even transcend into the next. So that's why I need you to understand that critical thinking, the goal of understanding critical thinking is making it a lifestyle. And in order to make it a lifestyle, you must have that curious mind. Like, you want to know why this is. You want to know why this is. I would really advise you to get a copy of my ebook, Critical Thinking in Business. You should really get a copy of that ebook, In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business. It's going to teach you a whole lot of things about what I just spoke about right now. I can't really exhaust everything here. Like I said, it's just an extract from the book, and I really wanted to just share this. All right, so you don't use common sense for issues that needs critical thinking, and you don't use critical thinking for issues that need common sense. You have to distinguish them properly. It's all dicey, but the more you practice it, the more you come across the challenges and people from day to day, time to time, hour after hour, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, you will discover that it will become a lifestyle for you as a business person, and you just transfer it to your staff, transfer it down to every single hierarchy that you have, and before you know it, you have the capacity to make split-second decisions, and you're not making a completely wrong move. Yes, it cannot be completely wrong. There will always be the light that's going to guide you through your decision making, and eventually you find yourself in that disposition where you are able to actually give a proper delivery or a proper verdict to a problem, not just for the immediate situation on ground, but most definitely for the years to come, because your company is not about you. It has never been about you. It is always about the generations to come. Have this behind your mind. The goal is to build sustainability. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I look forward to getting your feedbacks and also listening to the next episode after this. Do have an amazing time. I remain Akubo Mejiro. I'm a business consultant and a brand developer. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.